I'm Clara, as Lotte has said, and I won't say super much because I think the film, it's, you want to watch the film, no? Like I do. But it's, the film in Spanish is called Maldito sea tu nombre, Libertad. And as Lotte was saying, this, I was found by this film somehow in 2015 when Vladimir Ceballos was part of a radio program by NPR, National Public Radio, in the United States where I live, where they made a like a radio documentary on the phenomenon that this documentary is about, which is the phenomenon of the freakies or the rockers, which were rock enthusiasts in Cuba in the late 80s and beginning of the 90s, who was a subculture that was deeply repressed because of their aesthetic and political dissidence by the regime in Cuba at that time, in a period that was particularly called periodo especial, or special period. It was a time in Cuban history where the regime like strengthened their oppression because of the fall of the Soviet Union, so they had to kind of reinstate their position as one of the last remaining socialist countries in the world. That transformed in a severe repression for certain people who were expressing their dissidence, as they were the rockers, which basically had long hairs and like ripped jeans and were like expressing their desire to not fit in the norm of what was supposed to be this new man that the socialist regime was constructing. As part of their as part of their rebellious acts and as a way of escaping the reality that they had to be, they had to confront in Cuba, they decided to inoculate themselves with HIV. And as the protagonist in the documentary will talk about, it was a way for them to escape, like, so they could find freedom in the constraining situation of the sanatorium where they were basically incarcerated after being deemed positive by the mandatory test that the Cuban regime, they had a very specific way in which they dealt with the HIV crisis, and we can talk about it later. So I heard I heard this radio documentary, and I was like, oh my god, what is this about? Like, I had never heard, because just basically I could not really wrap my head around the phenomenon in itself and like the politics of it. Some parts of it I'm like deeply like impressed, but other times I think like, what are these people doing? Like, I don't know, like it's really complicated to have like a final assessment on the issue and somehow value these people's decision. And I think that there is something really interesting to think about in the context of this show and the somehow problematic that it poses, but also just in general. And also as a particular instance of the HIV crisis that has not had a lot of resonance, I guess, and that also, not, I don't know if like confronts or contradicts, but it's definitely poses like a very particular example in relationship with other ways in which the HIV crisis was dealt with or the militancy around it in other places like New York or San Francisco or Paris. So in 2015 I heard the radio program and I was like, I need to see this film because I like you would only refer to it through voice, no? Like no image, it was only in the radio. And I found an excerpt of it on YouTube, which is still up, I think. And through that, I was able to contact the filmmaker who lives still in exile in Rhode Island, in the East Coast of the United States. And he sent me a copy of it, which is basically the last remaining, like he has still, like, I think, like DVD copies. He sent me a DVD copy that wasn't subtitled. So for the screening that I organized in New York of it for the first time since 1995 when it was made, I had to make the subtitle that you're gonna read in English, unfortunately. And yeah, it's, I don't know, like, we can talk about it more later. I'm like, we'll be really curious to see what you think, and to also like have the conversation with Elizabeth and Petra and Lotte and all of you. Yeah, I think that's enough. So, enjoy, I guess, or at least watch it with interest, I hope.